الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قال لقمان لابنه وهو يعظه يا بني لا تشرك بالله صدق الله العظيم. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the choicest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon His most beloved Nabi, our leader, Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us, and we make dua and we ask Allah ta'ala to give us the opportunity to continuously be aware and acknowledge the bounties and to make shukr for it. And we also ask Allah not to deny us and deprive us of the continuous blessings that He's sending because of our own sins and our own shortcomings. Alhamdulillah, respected friends and brothers, last week we spoke about the importance of ensuring our company and our associates and being aware at all times with regard to the harms that can come about as a result of negative company. Likewise, we find that there's another important aspect that deals with our social well-being and promoting a good society, and that is with regard to tendering advice, specifically as parents to our children. And many times we go overboard with regard to our children's needs and their comforts and their extravagances and their desires and whatever it might be. We actually sometimes as parents get lost in a competition with other parents, you know, to try and say that if that person has given his child that, I will give my child that. And we find that among the women more commonly, that there is a continuous fight taking place, like a cold war, but it's under the currents are there, that if that one got that, we'll outdo, and that one got that, we'll outdo. And we find it's a competition, and in the process, we're trying to make sure that our child has got the best. Alhamdulillah. So we are seeing to their physical needs, and we will also make sure that no difficulty comes to them. If any discomfort or something comes, and we know that our child is going through difficulty, we'll go out of our way to ensure that no difficulty and discomfort comes. But one aspect we must remember that the Quran has commanded us and has indicated to us to fulfill is to continuously give nasiha, advice, to our children. And nasiha, advice, is not something that's insignificant. It's not something that's futile. It's something that has got a great amount of benefit. That's why Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Continuously advise and remind people, because advising and reminding people benefits the believers. So we find that when it comes to our children, we must not for a single moment be lax. We must continuously be giving them good nasiha. And when we speak of the word nasiha, it benefits anybody, whether it's in a person's religious life or even in his worldly life. We know for the fact that so many times we don't know something, so we say, I am going to get advice from somebody who knows. We find presidents and prime ministers and people in high position, what they've got, they've got advisors. Advisor to the president and advisor to the prime minister. So through advice, a person, alhamdulillah, his mind opens up, he's exposed to various horizons, as we can say, and he is also alerted to a number of dangers that he could otherwise be trapped in. So it is good. Now, when little children are growing up, then they are vulnerable in many ways. They don't know better. There are so many dangers that are lurking out there. And we as parents need to know the innocence of the child. We should not take it for granted to think that he will learn, he will know, he knows. They told him in the Muslim school or in the madrasa, the Maulana told him, don't ever leave it at that level, my respected friends and brothers. That is one aspect. We don't know how much will be covered, how much has not been covered, while it's when the child was there, when he wasn't there, was he paying attention, wasn't he paying attention? Those are different angles. Those are different forums where the child will benefit. But our responsibility as parents in as far as giving nasiha is paramount importance. We have to give it, my respected brothers. And when we say giving advice, we must remember it's not whole day bayan from the morning till the night. The poor child will switch off. He'll just say, this man started again. we have to, you know, demarcate or rather allocate a certain time. One is on the spur of the moment something happens, we must quickly inform the child. Many times we wait for the trouble to happen. When everything's gone out of control, then we decide now. That is not advice. That's now taking out our anger. We start shouting and screaming, and I told you so, and all the rest of those things. That happens after the whatever nonsense has happened. But before that, we should be on a continuous program of giving them good nasiha according to their level. That's why our elders tell us, you know, they must have daily ta'alim at home. There's a reason for that. We read one story of the Sahaba, one story of the pious people, one story of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. That must be done with a concerted program as such, seriously. And after that, two or three words of advice just to add, make the child aware of it, and then you move on. So that must be a continuous program, but besides that, sometimes a situation might arise, we must be on the ball to inform them that you take a lesson from here. And it is so important, many times, like I mentioned, people take it for granted that my child does not need, he knows, or he has been told, or he's been to the Darul Uloom or wherever it might be, he's under so and so Sheikh. Even the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, my respected friends and brothers, did not shirk this responsibility. In the Quran, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ. That Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam gave wasiyat and command and advice to his son or to his children. وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ to his son. And وَيَعْقُوبِ يَعْقُوبَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاتُ وَالسَّلَامُ also did the same. أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he asked his children, who are you going to worship after me? He asked them at the time of his death. It is the desire of everyone at the time of his death, especially when he is dying, leaving behind a great amount of possessions and wealth, that my children must get whatever I'm leaving behind, must not get lost in the wrong hands. We want to give our most prized possession to them so that they can continue living. What did the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam say? They left the most prized advices because they knew better. That you, O my son, must make sure that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He asked, who are you going to worship? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam said to his children the same thing. إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِ قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ. We're going to worship the same deity, the same God that you had worshipped. وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكَ وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ and so forth, this ayat of the Quran. So what we are saying is, being Anbiya alayhimu salam, they too knew and they did not take it for granted that our son is a Nabi's son. Man, he'll know everything. He's grown up in our house. One is they learn from our good actions, but one is we must alert them to that. And in this way, we find so many other pious people who gave advice. There's this incident mentioned about Hazrat Zainul Abidin, rahimahullah. He's in the lineage of Sayyidina Ali, radiyallahu ta'ala an. He says that my father, Imam Jafar, or Imam Baqir, gave me advice. He says, among the things he said, no, he's giving his son advice. He said, there are certain things you must not do, certain people you must not associate with. He said, one is don't ever associate with a liar. If you have to walk on the same road, choose a different road, but don't walk with a liar. Because a liar will influence you, will make you a liar, and there's nothing worse than lying. So that's a good advice. And there are different levels. When our children are growing up, we must remember to give them nasiha according to their levels. So when children are busy growing up, at that point in time, we must already know that you can't tell a child now who's 5 years old, you must make sure you look after your wife properly. You heard? You mustn't abuse her. And tell a wife, you know, you must look after your husband. There's no wife and husband at that time. We can't tell a 5-year-old that you must drive carefully and stick to the speed limit and that. No, every child is going through a level and we must know as they are growing up gradually how we advise them and guide them and also alert them to the dangers of whatever society has got out there. So my respected friend, he says that don't ever walk with a liar. That's the first thing he said. The second thing he says, don't befriend a foolish person. Because a foolish person, he'll be your friend, but in his foolishness and his stupidity, he's going to cause you harm, even if he wants to do some good to you. And that's what happens. The man said, but I actually didn't mean to do that. I was only trying to do this. Why? It's such a stupid thing for you to go and do that. You don't do a thing like that. The man was acting stupid, was acting foolish.
So he gave advice to his child that be careful, amongst other advices. We know the very famous incident of Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh. He was a young child who was going out to study. The very famous story, and we must tell the story to our children repeatedly, that his mother, when she packed up his stuff and told him, now go, she was sending her child out into the world to go and study ilm-e-deen. She didn't tell him, you know what, look after your money and see that your washing is done and make sure you look after your spending and don't let the food get rotten and I put this for you in the freezer and all those, there were no freezers that time. But not that kind of nasiha. She gave one nasiha. Oh my son, no matter what happens, don't lie. That's all. No matter what happens, don't lie. How many of us can give that advice to our children? First thing say, but daddy, and the Jamaat came to the door, you said, go tell them my daddy is not here. Phone, my daddy says he's not here. The first thing, so we have to also be very honest, and we have to be not liars. One thing our elders have always told us, and we must, Allah must give us all the tawfiq, that we must not compromise on one of the things when our children are growing up. Don't ever tell them from day one, as soon as they understand, you don't ever lie. You always speak the truth. Because if a person can lie, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a mu'min can do anything, but he can't lie. So that was beautiful advice that she gave to her son. There are a lot of advice. We're not just bayan, it's not about what advices we must give to our son. There are millions, just bayan won't until next year also. What we are saying is we must be alert to the fact that we must not take it for granted that our children know everything or they will act correctly. And this advice is, mashallah, when we give them, it actually will ring in their ears, it will leave an effect. We must not be negative. This is the other thing, a lot of parents. I'm tired of talking to this fellow here. I don't know, he must do what he wants. No, my brothers. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Be positive. That my advice, I'm advising him because Allah Ta'ala has commanded me, the minute we make that niyat, the effect of that nasiha will go into the heart of the child. It will go into his ear. Somewhere along the line, it will ring. Somewhere he will be faced with a situation, the ikhlas, the sincerity with which we gave it to him, inshallah, it will have an effect. We need to be positive. We must not be negative. We must be positive, and there must be a tone of compassion. There must be a tone of loving. Let the child feel he is loved. One person say, you're advising me, but I'm not feeling your advice. Because the way the person was advising, the way he was coming across, probably his tone was not right. So the child must feel our nasiha. There must be this compassion. There must be this feeling where he knows that my parents care for me and they are really worried about me. They love me. Make him feel loved so that when he is faced with a wrong situation, inshallah, he will, for the love of his parents and for the love of himself, not go the wrong path. He'll say, my parents, and the words will come in the ears, inshallah. It will ring, it will revive again. Allah Ta'ala says, so be positive, my respected friends and brothers. So, the mother gave the advice to Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, don't lie. And then we find that Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi was on the way and a group of bandits got hold of them and they started looting their stuff and they came with his little child and they says to Sheikh Abdul Qadir, little boy, what have you got? He said, I got gold coins. Everybody else is hiding their things and running here. And I got gold coins. Where is it? It's here. My mother sold it here inside, here in my waistcoat. So they all got a shock. They said, this fellow is saying that he's just saying where it is. So they went and report to the chief, Kingpin. They called him. He said, where's the gold coin? He said, here. So they were all surprised. Why are you telling us this? He said, my mother said I mustn't lie. The kingpin cried, and he cried, and he cried when he heard that. He was so touched. The effect of the mother's nasihat on that particular child hit the heart of the gangster king, who was the king there, of the kingpin, as we say. And I'm using that word because now we're going to tell you who that person turned out to be. He turned out to be Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi later on, the greatest saint of the group, my respected friends and brothers. So that was the nasiha which a mother gave, not to lie. That nasiha hit the heart. So if we give that nasiha with positive advice to our children, it will go a very, very far way. Today there are so many people who quote and who are inspired by who? By Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi. Because of his piety. And it was changed by the nasiha of a little child's mother. The lying part in that, that's a different story. Nevertheless, we come down. In the Quran, the ayat which I recited, lot of nasiha given there also. Luqman, the Surah Luqman in the 21st part, we advise our brothers, read Surah Luqman, look at the translation of it, understand the message there. But there is one ruku there where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that, and remember the time when Luqman advised, gave nasiha, ya'izuhu ya bunayya, he gave advice to his son and he said, oh my son, la tushrik billah, don't commit shirk. Now this, then he gave a few other advices. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala loved the action of Luqman, who was not even a Nabi, so much, so greatly, that he actually put it in the Quran Karim. To tell us that this great man, this Hakim, Luqman, gave advice to his son, you also should do that. Then the Quran makes mention the different categories that we can say of the Nasiha. The first thing he spoke on was he spoke about the shirk. First thing, always, my brothers, we must work on the aqidah, the belief system of our children. From very small, link them up to Allah Ta'ala, to the greatness of Allah, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala does everything, that Allah knows everything, everything is in the hands of Allah. Little children sometimes become afraid of the dark and afraid of, we make them scared of the boogeyman and all those other, Oppa is coming. Don't do all those things, my respected friends and brothers. Put the fear and the presence as well as the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart of the child from that young age. Let him be aware that there is this great powerful being who is known as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first thing he said that. So further down we find another one also linked to aqidah. We're not going to go too much in detail. But he says that إِنَّهَا إِن تَكُمْ إِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدٍ. He said, oh my son, if there is one little grain, one iota, you know, of a rye, of a seed of a rye, somewhere in the mountains, in the rocks, or in the heavens, or in the earth, one small little item, iota, grain, Allah Ta'ala can bring it. Allah will find it and bring it back. It's not hidden from Allah Ta'ala. So we ask ourselves, what advice is he giving here? What is he telling his child here? He is telling his child, nothing is hidden from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Nothing is hidden from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So that is also a part of aqidah, that a child must be aware. If a child has got the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala and his mind is made up at that time like this, inshallah we'll have children which we don't have to worry about till later on, cause difficulty in our life. Then we find the other aspects he spoke about, that Ya Bunaya Aqimis Salah, in as far as his ibadat life is concerned. وَأَمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And social responsibility. Our children must be taught to make khidmat. They must be taught to show respect to the elders. They must be taught when a person is walking into the masjid there, they must walk him here to the masjid. It's not one old person's job, somebody is bringing him every day. No. They must be prepared to take their shoes and put it in the place. They must open the door for them that's outside. What about at home? Children sometimes fail to make khidmat of their father and mother at a young age. The father will say, please go and fetch this for me. They will get up with so much of burden. Small children we're talking about. They will be so lazy. Why are you only telling me? Yes, that's another thing also. Don't only pick on the small lighty all the time. Give everybody khidmat. And this aspect of khidmat is so important, my brothers. If it is instilled in them, remind them about it. That when they get big, they will always make our khidmat. You know, we don't say we must become dependent, but it happens when we become older, we become dependent on our children. SubhanAllah, sometimes we see, you know, sons pushing their parents in Umrah and in Tawaf, and that it makes our heart so happy and so sad at the same time that our parents are not alive. But these people are making khidmat of their parents, they are doing whatever. Take your parents. So we are talking of that. Advise them, get them to do that. So we find Luqman alayhi salam spoke about that also. Social responsibility. That you must exhort people to do good. Prevent them from evil. And then he also spoke about akhlaq. That you are going to be faced with difficulty. Our children are so softies, you know. Little difficulty come, they just throw in the towel. Don't. Wasbir ala ma asabak. He gave advice that you're going to be faced with situations. He's giving advice. So stand your ground. Be steadfast. Don't crack up. Don't succumb. Inna dhalika min azmi al-umur. And then he taught him with regard to other akhlaq. Wala tusa'ir khaddaka lin-nas. All of that, the sum total of it is, be humble. Don't be arrogant. Don't turn away from people. Always be interacting with people in the manner that you are mixing with them. Don't turn your face away. Don't walk on the ground on the face of the earth with arrogance and so forth. So all these nasihat are all different branches. They're one lecture on their own. What we are saying is, Siyaw Luqman alayhi salatu wassalam gave this to his sons, to his son. And we need to do that on a continuous basis, depending on the level of the child, at all times with love and with muhabbat. Conclusion. Once Luqman alayhi salam said to his son, it's not recorded in the Quran, he says, the 4,000 nasiha that I've got, I'm going to give you four. I'm going to give you four. First one, ihfaz aynayka fi buyutin nas, that you, when you are in the houses and the homes of people, gaze must be guarded. Be careful where you look. In the house, maybe the women are there, maybe they're not dressed, you know, as appropriately, because it's the house, they are casual. So when you're in somebody's house, he's telling his son, then be careful how you look, keep your gaze lowered. Subhanallah. He says, and ihfaz lisanaka fi majalisitin nas, and when you are in the gathering of people, be careful with regard to your tongue. Don't say anything that is not correct. And the third thing he says, that ihfaz ma'adaka ala ma'idatika, that when you are sitting on the dastarkhan at the table, this is very important for us to know, that safeguard your stomach. Today, you know, when it comes to junk foods and what kind of things that our children go and they eat, and we give them any amount of money and they eat any only. One is haram food, one is doubtful food, but one is harmful food in as far as the food is concerned. They fill up their bellies with everything that is harmful, and it is so detrimental to their health. We find that their defense system is down, we find that their immune system is down, we find everything is not right, and they have this illness and that sickness, my respected friends and brothers. Here Luqman alayhi salam gives. So these are advices and ideas we have got that we must take care with regard to our children's eating. And the fourth thing he said, that you must guard your heart. So the salah is already a given. When you are performing salah, how many times did we tell our children, when you're reading namaz, you know, child, you must be focused and you must be concentrated. Subhanallah. These are the beautiful advices. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq of putting into action. Wa ma'alina.